The end of Sheni of this week's Parsha, after mentioning the lineage of Moshe and Aaron, we summarize who Aaron and Moshe, Pasuk Chavav, Asher Amar Hashem Lohem Hotziu Et Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Al Tzibotam, Heim HaMedabrim El Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Lohotziu Et Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, Hu Moshe V'Aaron. Pasuk Chavav begins Hu Aaron and Moshe, Pasuk Chav Zayin concludes Hu Moshe V'Aaron. There are two beautiful midrashim relating to these three words that begin and conclude these two psukim, both of which are very important. The first medrash speaks about the fact that the psukim are emphasizing that the same Aaron and Moshe, who God addressed and gave a mission to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, remained the same Moshe v'Aaron after they were put in a position of power and greatness as well. They remained the same humble, focused, God-driven people. The second medrash focuses on the reversal of the names in the second time around. Pasuk Chavav says, Hu Aaron Hu Moshe. The end of Pasuk Chav Zayin says, Hu Moshe V'Aaron. And the medrash explains that the two of them were a team. They operated together. They cared about each other. They were proud of each other and not jealous of one another. We see from here a beautiful model of leaders devoted to something that is beyond themselves, that extends beyond themselves, the ability to transcend oneself for the mission in a way that you can truly connect to one another, be devoted to the mission, and be the same in either order. Hu Aaron and Moshe, Hu Moshe V'Aaron. Let's learn to be focused on our mission in a way that the mission and the greatness it gives us doesn't go to our head. And number two, where we can work together with people towards the common goal in a way that we're proud of each other and work together in one, as one.